Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. In 1923, Warren G. Harding became the first U.S. president to visit Alaska, spending a short time in our territory before continuing his cross-country tour to California, where he died under mysterious circumstances. That summer, the president and first lady, Florence Harding, left the White House on a cross-country trip, spending 2 weeks in Alaska in July. The president and his entourage stopped at several locations in Southeast on their way north to hammer the Gold Spike in Nenana to complete the Alaska Railroad. On the return trip, Harding traveled through Sitka, where he met Tlingit Elder Chief Catlian and Governor Bone, and visited the Sheldon Jackson Museum and St. Michael's Cathedral. As well, the Navy, members of the Alaska Native Brotherhood, and the Sitka Firemen's Band greeted the party. Throughout their travels, the Hardings indulged on seafood, and it was shortly after leaving Sitka that the president took ill. As legend has it, Harding was poisoned by bad fish he ate in Sitka. I wonder about Harding's popularity in Alaska, for, oddly enough, several fishermen and other communities in Southeast boasted that it was they who poisoned the 29th president and wanted to take credit for it. Harding's short presidential term was marred with controversy, as he and several of his close aides were embroiled in scandals, which almost cost Harding the 1920 election. It is believed that the real reason behind Harding's trip to Alaska was to generate positive publicity during a time when several of his administration's scandals were becoming widely known. He called the trip the Voyage of Understanding, which proved to be ill-fated to the end. As he and his entourage left Sitka and set sail for the south, Harding complained of severe stomach pain, but continued to give speeches along the west coast. While en route from Vancouver to Seattle, the Navy transport carrying the party collided with an escorting destroyer. Apparently sick from food poisoning, the president stayed in bed during this calamity and reportedly said, "I hope the ship sinks." To the anxiety of Sitka fishermen, one report surfaced that the president's health problem was the result of Dungeness crabs sent to the ship by these Sitkins. Locals assured that the crabs had been strictly inspected and were fresh, but there was no telling how they were prepared while on board the ship. Even though the president remained ill, he was able to deliver a speech at the University of Washington in Seattle, where he assured the crowd that Alaska is destined for ultimate statehood. In San Francisco, he became too weak to continue his public appearances, though, and Mrs. Harding locked herself and the ill president in their suite, even refusing entry to his 5 attending physicians. Warren Harding died unexpectedly on August 2, 1923, at the age of 58. Conspiracy theorists speculated that the president might have been poisoned by his wife, or that the curse of the Hope Diamond was to blame, as it belonged to a close friend of Florence Harding. However, it is more likely that he died of a heart attack, being the victim of an incompetent doctor, rather than his wife or Alaskan seafood. Immediately following his death, the Alaska Daily Empire reported on a proposal to rename Alaska Harding, without any results. Calvin Coolidge succeeded Harding as president, and a series of scandals were exposed within Harding's administration. They overshadowed his political achievements. In his short term, Harding had helped establish the 40-hour work week, shortened the work day, held the first international disarmament conference, and was a champion for women's and minority rights. Important for Alaska, though, was that President Harding was the first president to show enough interest in Alaska to make the more than 5,000-mile journey to the last frontier. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.